87%. Yeah, that's the percentage of all real estate agents that get in the business today that'll be gone in 2 years. Let me tell you something. Why is there so much turnover in real estate? Because it isn't easy. And because most people don't know exactly what they need to do to get to the next level. Now look, regardless of whether you're brand new to the industry or you're a team leader, you've got 40 people on your team and you just want to get to the next level. If you're doing 10 transactions a year, you want to get to 25. You're doing 500 transactions a year, you want to get to 1,000. You're at 1,000, you want to get to 10,000. Let me tell you something. You need the right coach. Why? Because Club Wealth is the only coaching company on the planet that will literally guarantee that you will double your income or make at least an extra $100,000 your first year coaching with us, or we will give you 100% of your investment back. This is for people of all levels. Click the link below, sign up for the appropriate tier level, and let's get you a strategy session today. And I promise you, I 100% guarantee you, promise you, that you will walk away with a heart full of gratitude for the time that we took for you because you got so much value out of that call. Schedule your strategy session today. I promise you'll be glad you did.
Sign up for a strategy session at clubwealth.com/strategy session.
This isn't going to be so much the speaker as I'm just going to stand here and I'm going to interview this person. And I say stand here because this person happens to be right here next to me right now. This person is a young person, 21 years old, that literally in the first 2 years in selling real estate, he has listed over 220 homes. This year alone, that's not counting this year's numbers. This year alone, he's already up at, I think, 20 listings on the year, 19 or 20 listings on the year. So please welcome, if you will, please, my son, Mr. Austin Hellickson, who's also a Club Wealth coach. And by the way, ladies, he is single and ready to mingle and hates it when I say that, but I can't help it because...
Same with the rest of my team.
Yeah, that's right. His whole team is single. That's actually true. Maybe it's because they work so much. I don't know, but they're freaking ballers. And so if you guys know of any young ladies, he's a really nice guy. And mom and I are taking daughter-in-law applications as we speak. Yeah. And Coach Paul makes a good point. He is hitting the gym. And so that's
sometimes,
yeah,
not as much as I should, but.
But here's the thing. I will tell you this. This is what I want you to hear about this kid and what I want you to learn from him right now. You guys need to have more lead sources. Okay. Everybody needs more lead sources. I would suggest that if you want to make $250,000 to $500,000 a year, you need to have a minimum of 10 to 15 lead sources. If you want to make seven figures a year, then you need to have 25 to 35 lead sources. Now, I'll tell you this, this one here, I was a little disappointed in him last year. For year one, he did about $700,000 in gross commission income. Year two, he did $970,000. Like if this guy had just sold one more house or maybe two, he could have broken the $1 million mark his second year selling real estate. What the freak? What? How lazy can I mean? Sorry, I love you. I love you, dude. But seriously, all it took was
it's because of Coach Sharif.
Is it his fault?
It's his fault.
Blame
on Sharif.
Blame Sharif. Hashtag blame Sharif. All right. So that be and yes, he does speak Spanish. So if you got English speaking, Spanish speaking referrals, he handles. And watch this. I want you guys to pay attention here. He handles the entire state of Washington. I'm saying that because so many of you are so concerned about driving too far to get to a listing and you only want to go a half hour from your home or whatever. I'm telling you right now, guys, this kid will go. I've seen him go as far as 9.5 hours one way, had to go all the way down to another state and back up into Washington to get to a listing appointment. Guys, you've got to be willing to travel further.
And today, the furthest one I've set so far is 4 hours away.
So you set an appointment today for one that's
Grand Coulee Dam.
So it's 4 hours from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dude, and guys, and by the way, watch this. Do you even care what price point it is?
It's like 250.
250, right? And what's your average? Is it about 600?
No, that's the state average. We're probably 350 to 400.
350 to 400 is his average right now. But my point is, it doesn't matter what the sales price or what the list price is going to be. It doesn't matter what that price point is. I've seen you go to, you know, 3-4 hours a mobile home.
Saturday, I drove to Tri-Cities from Leavenworth, so 3.5 hours for $100,000 property that was a 5-minute appointment.
That's what it takes, guys. And by the way, you didn't get that one.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's rough. That sucked.
Tell us why. Okay, so watch this. I want you guys to pay attention to this. Why was it rough?
Oh, sometimes when I go into a listing appointment, you just know. And the air in the room was not there. And yeah, it was just one of those appointments.
You just knew that they were going to shut you down hard.
Yeah, it was worse than some of the ones that Coach Paul and I went on when he was here.
It smelled bad. That's funny. But here's the thing, guys. I'm telling you all this because I want you to know that, look, if this kid can list 220 homes in 2 years, 97 homes his first year selling real estate, Guys, if he can do it, you can do it. And you just got to be willing to change a few things. So, Austin, I want you to talk specifically about some of the lead sources that you're using right now. What are, let's just start with your top three lead sources. Or let's just say three of your favorite lead sources.
I love Referral Exchange. Reach out to Coach Linda Welsh for that one in particular. I want to make sure she gets credit when you sign up.
Yep.
So you have to do at least 20 million in volume in the past year to get, and then it's $100 a month with a 25% referral fee. So again, please don't just try, and you have to be invited to join their program. So if you want to get invited to the program, reach out to Coach Linda Welsh or myself, and I can get you her contact information. Cause that'll help her get more leads. And there you go, Coach Brad, three listings from it last week. It's very good. I got a listing lead from it. Three, I think, over this weekend. We have one on the market with them right now. It's a very good lead source. Thank you, Coach Linda, for that email. Yes, reach out to her in the chat, Linda@lindawelshrealty.com. What else? There's List with Clever. It's a Coach Reef and I talked about this one the other day. It's
a double-edged sword.
Yes.
Yeah.
That said, it just got signed a listing this last week from what's it called?
List with Clever.
List with Clever.
Yeah.
And then
what's the downside? So first of all, tell us how List with Clever works. What's the downside? What's the upside?
It's like an Upnest or mm-hmm. a Ideal Agent where they have a commission that they say that you're offering.
So you're supposed to use their prescribed commission amount.
Correct. With Coach Sharif, he taught me on our coaching call this last week. Yes, listwithclever.com, Paula, is that you can upcharge from there, but they'll only charge you the referral fee based off of the percentage.
Based on the number that they prescribe ahead of time. Okay. Correct. Now watch this, guys. I'm going to throw this out there because this is very important. You know what? I'm going to shut this freaking thing off. Mom's going to kill me. She hates the background when I turn this off, but watch this, guys. We're going to get rid of this virtual background because it's really messing with me here. All right. There you go. Now you can see us better. My OCD is freaking out. All right. So watch this. Whoa, hang on.
No, but what Sharif's mentioned is you have your marketing menu still. But the prescribed commission amount that List with Clever wants you to charge, you mm-hmm. put that as the basic, and then you upcharge from there.
There you go.
And the extra, you don't pay the referral fee based off of.
That's how you do it. And this is important, too, because you guys need to stay in compliance with the Sherman Antitrust Act. And so what I don't want you to do is I don't want you just to go in and only charge whatever List with Clever tells you you're supposed to charge. Because, again, that would be a violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. So you got to go in there with your commission menu, show them three different options, let them choose, show them the value, let them pick, and let them decide how much they're going to pay the selling office, if anything, right? All right, so very important. Well, give us another great lead source.
List with Clever, Referral Exchange. I mean, and of course, there's always the free ones first and foremost, right?
When you say free, you mean referral based.
No, free.
Oh, totally free.
FSBOs, canceled, expired.
Yeah. So hold on. So what percentage of the listings that you have? Like, first of all, how many listings do you think you have on active or like either active or coming soon right now? But signed listings.
Probably 50.
50. Okay. All right. And how many of those do you think are from sources like FSBOs, expireds?
Honestly, not many. Maybe if we're lucky, 10%.
10%. Okay. All right. So most of the calls you're making now are not to expireds and FSBOs.
They are. I still do like every single day. I'm still calling them.
Well, I understand that. But aren't you making a lot of calls to follow-ups to your other lead sources?
Correct.
So what percentage of the calls you're making are from your other lead sources versus for
the bulk majority?
So most of it's the other lead sources and only about 10% of the calls you make are FSBOs and expireds.
Yes.
Got it, which makes sense. And so now watch this. Hold on. I want to give you guys some hope here because some of you guys are fairly new, right? Some of you guys are just getting started. You're just trying to really ramp up your lead generation on the listing side. Austin, your first year, was it like that your first year or was it more expireds and FSBOs first year and became more of these other lead sources?
A mixture of both. I'd probably say closer to 25%.
Okay.
But we honestly, excuse me, jumped off the bat calling everything.
Yeah. Okay.
But a lot of what we do is cash offer lead sources, which is double-edged sword again.
Okay. So let's talk about, you know, one of my favorites, the
trigger listings.
Well, that's actual. Okay. So for trigger, let's talk first, let's baby step them into trigger because for most people on the call, they probably can't afford trigger listings yet. So what's the baby step to trigger listings is
Leads
Like Candy, right? And so and Leads Like Candy, for you guys, those of you that don't know, we get a discount on that for you guys. It's our discount link into ZBuyer. Ben, if you could put leadslikecandy.com in the chat so that everybody's got, there it is right there. And so a lot of people say, oh, that lead source sucks. And I like to say, no, you freaking suck, right? Watch this. Austin, how do you do with Leads Like Candy?
We do all right. We don't do crazy good, I would say.
Okay.
I think 2022, we did 10 or 11 listings from
these. Okay, we did all right. We listed about a house a month out of that for particular. Okay, so is that good? I mean, watch this. What does Leads Like Candy cost for most people in a typical market? You have no idea. Okay, so if you guys are using Leads Like Candy, like I know Brad uses them. Brad, if you could just type in what you pay per month for Leads Like Candy, maybe Linda, or, you know, any of you, the guys that have it.
I think
I'm curious what your monthly spend is. But he's listing literally a house a month out of it. And some of you guys are spending, like Brad's at $15 a lead, $15 a sell. Dude, that's cheap.
That's free.
Cheap. It is free, right? That's incredible. $500 a month for Paul Perrone. I mean, guys, that's great ROI. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, what's great about that is you can get a lot of leads. And one of the problems that, I don't know, some of the other coaches have found is that the percentage of listings that I have, of the ones that cancel, 99.999% of the listings that cancel are cash offer lead sources.
Yep.
I think we've maybe ever had in the 200 plus that we've signed, 5 or 10 cancel that were non-cash offer lead sources. And the cash offer lead sources, I mean, you'll sign them, which is great. But then again, motivation changes, et cetera. And it is, unfortunately, bail ship.
Yep.
So there's a double-edged sword with it. You'll be able to sign a good amount of listings. They'll close fast too. But when they cancel, it's like, oh my gosh, that sucks.
But on balance, they augment your listing portfolio. They give you cash flow. They also bring in clients that oftentimes turn into really good repeat clients, referral sources, and that sort of thing.
Well, I guess a great example is one of our clients. We have a closing tomorrow. It's my seller from GeoPoint Data, which is cash offer lead source.
So hold on. That's clubwealth.com/GeoPoint. So Ben, if you could put that in the chat, clubwealth.com/GeoPoint. Go ahead.
And the buyer reached out to me actually, myself personally. Said, "Hey, I'm interested in this house, interested in this property." So I handed him off to Parm, who qualified for A leads that day. Parm showed him once, wrote him up. We went under contract, and now we're closing tomorrow. And oh, by the way, she has to buy since unfortunately it's a divorce situation. And Jesse on our team, who qualified for leads, is going to be helping her purchase a house. So this one lead, which GeoPoint, I believe, is $52 a lead here in Washington, or I at least pay, will turn into $60,000-$65,000 in commissions.
$60,000 or $65,000 in commissions from one lead. And by the way, what do you pay for that lead source every month? Ballpark.
Not too much.
Ballpark.
I don't want to say you're going to kill me. I cap it at like $1,000 to $1,500.
Why are you capping it?
Because. Like I said.
You're a freak. Are you kidding me? Why would you cap that thing? Okay. He's not going to cap it going forward. He's going to start spending some more money on it going forward.
Because what you have to do is you have to upload money. And then for example, you upload $2,500 and then they'll give you leads until it goes down to zero. Then you upload more money. Then they bring you back down. What I forget to do is go in there and add money.
Oh my God.
So they don't have any money to spend. So
am I the only one with children that give you a headache? Like, seriously, is it just me? I mean, my gosh. Okay, so here's the question I have to ask. What's your ROI on this lead source?
Well, now it's going to be great.
Oh, my gosh. What was it up to this point? Was it good up to this point?
Honestly, I really don't know. I haven't looked at that number in a little
while. Oh, my gosh. Who's your coach? Like, I'm telling you right now, if I find your coach, I'm going to strangle him,
too. He was just on here.
It's Sharif. Yeah, Sharif, why don't you jump on here real quick, bro? Freaking, where's Sharif at? Seriously, I can't. What kind of coach are you? Like, I thought you were a good coach, and then all of a sudden I hear that this kid's not even tracking his ROI. Yes. I know you use Stat Tracker, and you don't know how to read it.
That's not my fault. That'd be your fault for trying to promote him to find a wife. Now he's preoccupied with girls, and here we are.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Look at that. So Laura makes a good point. Can we set up an auto pay? Can we just
talk?
Oh my gosh.
You're kidding. I know. That's what I'm saying.
So then can you not have an assistant do this on a regular basis? Dude, Sharif, coach him up, bro. Help me out.
Yeah, Sharif, coach me up. What are you doing?
This is weak. All right, listen. For those of you that want 17 of our best lead sources, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it easy for you. I want you guys to grab your cell phone, and I want you to send a text message with the words Club Wealth to the following number, 727-287-5993. Yeah, Coach Paul nailed it.
What's great about that, though, Paul, with this upcoming closing, that can pay to fix the car.
No, you're not fixing the
car. I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, hold on. So, again, text 727-287-5993. Send the words Club Wealth to that number. What it's going to do is it's going to send you. And actually, if you guys do it while we're on the webinar, we'll give you 31 of our best lead sources. Okay, 31. I think almost every one of them, if not all of them, he's using also. And I think most of the coaches you've heard from today are using these same lead sources. Now, by the way, have you guys noticed what I'm doing? And we're going to get back to talking to our coaches and doing some more Q&A for you guys here in just a second. But did you notice that we're always driving you guys back to our website for stuff? So what we do is we create these links. So it does two things. One, it makes it really easy for you to remember and find where to get the right information. And number two, it gets you going to our website, which helps us in a ton of ways too, right? We're just giving you free information, but by giving you all this great stuff for free, it gets more traffic to our website, which helps us in SEO. It allows us to pixel you, right? So now when you go there, we're going to retarget you, which means when you go different places on the web, you're going to see our stuff. You're going to see Club Wealth in front of you more often, which gets more engagement, which gets more people doing business. Guys, it's like, this is what you need to do. I want you to do this in your business. Okay. Somebody asks, you know, well, my company provides me with a website. Is that enough? No, that's not. Are you kidding me?
What?
No, you have your own website. No. Okay.
Two.
Okay. Oh, geez, dude. For a second there, I thought I was going to have to attack him again. All right. But you guys get my point, right? Like, it's not enough to just have your company's freaking provided website. You need to have another website. Now, if I'm brand new, I'm in tier one. Right now, I just need to get some money coming in, right? So, Austin, watch this. You're brand new in the last 2 years. Now, I'm saying this because, guys, for those of you that have been in the business less than 2 years, you're not getting a ton of sphere of influence business. Let's be real here, okay? Because all the people that know you, they think of you as that high school kid, or they think of you as a nurse or a fireman or whatever you did before you got into real estate. That's how they see you. And so in your first couple of years, you're not getting a lot of sphere of influence business. And so what do you recommend, Austin, for somebody who's either brand new or just needs to get up and running and doesn't have a lot of sphere of influence coming in?
Dial for dollars. I mean,
hold on. Be very specific. Who am I calling? How often? How many?
Right. Visbo's canceled, expires. I mean, those are cheap, basically free lead sources that you can get. And
then maybe leads like candy, right? Because that's probably the next cheapest one.
Right. We're not even there yet. I would just Visbo canceled, expired. Because if you're starting, you probably have little to no money. Or and talk to your team leader and get your team leader to provide a leads like candy, to provide these other lead sources to you so you can see that success. And I mean, Visbo's are super easy. And you think about it. They had motivation to sell or to sell currently, right? As a FSBO, they're on the market. They're trying to sell. They just don't know what they're doing,
right?
Which is why it's sitting on the market. So go in there and show them the value that you have and why they need to work with somebody. Because they always say that they don't want to pay an agent's commission. But if you help them get an extra $50,000, would they pay an agent's commission? Yeah. They're more worried about what goes into their pocket at the end of the day. They're more worried about the time frame, the easiness, and the things, and rather than the process or method in which they sell. Just get them the end result that they're looking for.
And Austin, by the way, to your point, you mentioned a moment ago, we were talking about all these different lead sources. And we talked a little bit about some referral-based lead sources. So Renata Steele was asking, are there any free lead generation sites that work on a percentage? So in other words, they get paid only if you sell and close a house. And the answer is, Renata, yes, there are. And they're on that list that we're going to send you. Now, Coach Paul and Coach Austin were both talking about things you can do for free right now. Here's the five big ones. And I know that some of you are in New York. And if you're in New York, they have this big rule against cold calling. You get fined $20,000, blah, 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 blah. Paul, I'm curious, does that include, like if I'm calling for sale banners, am I in violation there? Or because they have their house for sale, am I okay to call them? Coach Paul?
No, you're not allowed to call for sale by owners.
Not allowed to call for sale by owners. Okay, so then here's the big five. Well, here's the big five for everybody. If I'm brand new in the business, here's the five easy things I do. I do FSBOs, expireds, cold calls, open houses, and sphere of influence. So guess which of those, and Coach Paul added, because he's in New York and a Long Island, so he knows, and it's actually more effective in Long Island. I can do door-to-door actually pretty effectively because I'm going into a bunch of high-rise apartments and stuff, right? Or high-rise condos and stuff, right? Or I'm going through neighborhoods that are a lot more tightly packed. And so what that does is it means I'm hitting a lot more homes a lot more quickly than I would in general suburbia America, right? And so it can be fairly effective that way. And door to door is nice because you're meeting them face to face. That said,
Luigi mentioned about open houses is that
that's what
he was. Was it of all the Co-Williams offices on the West Coast, he was their number one agent, lead source open houses. So if you're brand new in the business and you're not on a team, why not sit at an open house that's a vacant house, or even vacant house would probably be best because then you can just go in there whenever you want. Host it from 7:30 in the morning to the afternoon, bring a folding chair and a folding table into the house with you and make calls from inside the house.
Yep. Literally, I would be holding open houses every single day. If I'm brand new in this business, that is probably the easiest way to get business right now. I would do everything Mark Standridge tells us at his class that he's teaching at Listing Agent Bootcamp. I'd follow the checklist. And I'm telling you right now, guys, it's money. I mean, right now, open houses are performing better than they have in the last decade. I mean, they really are. Go ahead.
We're seeing better success this year than we have in previous years in terms of agents showing up. What's also great about Washington State now is they require buyer agency agreements within our MLS. Mm-hmm. With that, all these agents or all these clients are being like, oh, I already have an agent. Oh, awesome. Have you signed a buyer agency agreement with them?
Nope.
Oh, so you don't have an agent, right?
Yeah. And by the way, worst question you can ask is, do you have an agent? Stop asking that question. What should we be asking? Who's your agent? That's what you need to ask. Because when you ask, do you have an agent? Guess what they're going to say every single time?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I got an agent. No, no, you don't. You just got them to lie. And what? And lying doesn't feel good. And you don't want your clients to feel bad. You want them to feel good, right? And so it's very important that we not put them in a position to lie. So ask the right questions so that they never do that. All right. Paula asks about dialers. And by the way, let's do this. We're going to open this up. Let's get all of our coaches back on. By the way, for those of you that are interested in sending this kid referrals, look, you want to make more money. This guy makes more money per deal than anybody on the call. I'm telling you right now, his average commission is going to be higher than everybody that you've ever met in this business in terms of percentage. And by the way, his close rate is out of this world as well. And so here's what I'm going to suggest to you. You want to get paid more money on every referral you send to Washington State? Send him this guy. He covers the entire state of Washington. He and his team are going to crush it. They're going to get you paid. Go ahead,
Austin. They sent out almost an $8,000 referral check this last week.
Dude, how cool is that, right? All right, so we got our coaches back on. You're staying here. You're not going anywhere. All right, nice try. He's like, I want to get back on the phones. Dad, I got money to make. All right, watch this. So I'm going to ask a couple of questions. Dialers and coaches, you can verbally answer as well. Feel free to unmute your microphones whenever you feel like it. But the dialer I like that we use at Club Wealth in-house is sales dialers. If you've heard of Mojo Dialer, that Mojo is just sales dialers resold. It's actually the company that powers Mojo is sales dialers. You go to clubwealth.com/ Actually, I'm sorry. It used to be called sales dialers. Now it's called Prospect Boss. Right. Sorry, I always screw that up. So go to clubwealth.com/prospectboss. Ben, if you can put that in the chat, clubwealth.com/prospectboss. That's the one I use. Austin, what are you using?
Lofty.
He's using a lot of Chime or Lofty, right? Which we freaking best CRM on the planet by far right now. Nobody's even close. I'd say the next closest good CRM is Sierra. They're pretty good. And then I'd say Follow Up Boss is kind of way down here, but the next one. And then after that is everybody else. What dialers are you guys using? Sharif, Peter, Paul?
Follow Up Boss built-in dialer.
Follow Up Boss built-in dialer. Good.
Same.
Okay, Sharif.
Follow Up Boss.
Something tells me you guys have been talking to each other. Whatever, you're using Lofty. What are you talking about? Oh. Anyway, all right, good stuff. All right, so you're using the built-in dialer there. And yeah, Kunji, we love Chime. In Lofty. Fact, I'm sorry, Lofty. Now I keep calling it Chime. It's its old name. It's now called Lofty. For those of you that haven't already checked it out, you guys need to get involved in Black Hat. Let me tell you what Black Hat is. Black Hat is a technology we built out. It works with any CRM. You can bolt it onto any CRM. But if you don't already have a great CRM, it comes with Lofty included. So you have all of that functionality. And what Black Hat does is it's AI, it's artificial intelligence technology. And what it will do is literally every lead that comes in, it will instantly respond to them. It will get them in conversation. And then you can take over that conversation at any point. It's very effective. It'll increase your speed lead. It'll increase your conversion rates. There's more that I'm not even telling you. If it's $154 a month and comes with Lofty. So you can actually save the money that you're paying on your CRM now by combining the two. And by the way, if you're using my daughter, as long as you're not in New York, sorry, Paul, I know that you really want to do this, but she's not in New York yet, but as long as you're not in New York or Massachusetts or South Carolina, right now, Madison can actually, my daughter can work with you on your loans. If you're working with her on your loans, she'll pay for half of it. So it's only $77 for you. And she'll let you use her ISAs, which is her inside sales agents. And they will actually make outbound calls for you. So that being said, if you guys are interested in that, nope, don't even put it in there. If you guys are interested in that, here's what I want you to do. I want you to type black hat into your chat right now. Type in the word black hat into your chat right now, and I will have Madison or her husband, Sawyer, who's our tech guru over there for black hat, we'll have one of them reach out to you. They'll tell you all about it. All right, so let's keep moving forward. I got more questions for the guys here. Speaking of which, how can we have all guys today? We need a girl. And next time we do one of these webinars, we need a woman, at least one, like Nicole or Liz or Virginia. We got so many great, strong women that are really good. How do we not have one of them on here? This is stupid. This is dumb. I can't believe we didn't do that. All right, so let's go to Betty. Is leadslikecandy.com only for the USA? And how about GeoPoint? Is that USA only? I don't know about all this. Do you guys know? Is anybody coaching anybody in Canada that could answer that? You guys aren't sure? I want to say Leads Like Candy is Canadian, but I don't think GeoPoint is.
I think they're getting there, but not fully yet.
So you're saying Leads Like Candy is in Canada or not?
It's getting there.
Getting there.
I think GeoPoint only is in Washington or United States.
GeoPoint's only United States. Okay, cool. All right, so there you go. Sorry about that. And let's go to Renata asks, what percentage of leads that already have an agent? What is the percentage of leads that already have an agent? I mean, most leads that come in don't have an agent already when you first get the lead. Unless you're talking about a specific lead source, which I'm not sure what that would be.
Maybe 4 or 5% at most. I mean,
hey, do me a favor. Grab Ron. Tell him to whoever's smoking weed out back. Get him. I love it when I'm doing a webinar and I can smell somebody smoking weed next door. Like, are you freaking kidding me? Guys,
tell Ron to put it down.
Dude, it's so gross. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's so gross. I'm starting to get
now,
the munchies.
I want to address that question about how many of the leads already have an agent. Now, realistically, everyone you speak to knows multiple agents and probably has spoken to an agent. So don't let that stop you from making the call. Just get in there, ask better questions, be better, and don't care if they do. Just show that you're going to provide more value and have them choose you anyway.
And catch this, if they say they already have an agent, what's the harm in trying? If they say no anyways, right? Practice your scripts, get better, work on your objection handlers. And if they're going to hang up anyways, just, okay, great. Talk to you later.
All right, you guys are going to, some of the people on this call, there's a snowflake on the call here somewhere that's going to get pissed off when I say this, but I don't care. I'm going to say it anyway. Guys, if they're talking to you and they say they've got an agent, they're not that loyal to their agent, right? So if they were loyal to that agent, they shouldn't be talking to you anyway. Either the agent's done a bad job educating them or they really aren't that loyal to somebody else, in which case, go get them. I say they're fair game at that point. All right. So that said, let's go to Tony says, hi, Tony from Nashville. I'm 90% referral based. What is your percentage breakdown on warm closings versus cold closings? So in other words, you guys, just really quick, rapid fire, what percentage of your business comes from sphere of influence versus all other sources?
I'm about 50-50 right now.
Okay. Sharif, Peter, Austin. Go ahead, Sharif.
Yeah, I would say our sphere leads are about 50% of our business.
Okay. Peter?
Yeah, I would say a little bit less than 50%. And then it's divided into, like, let's say 10 different lead sources after that.
Okay, gotcha. Austin?
I think we might have done 3 closing sphere of influence in 2 years.
So again, he's brand new to this, right? So
thanks to Coach Sharif, of course.
Right. But here's the thing, guys. I mean, at the end of the day, there's hope. Like, you don't need to be getting a ton of your business from your sphere right off the bat. We'll increase that number over time. Okay. But that's the key, is it's going to increase over time. All right.
Which is why we're doing client events and all of our other events that we do to market to them.
Well, and you're starting to finally do those things, which is good. And by the way, that's the key, guys. If you want to get more business out of your sphere of influence, you need 4 client events per year. Cannot stress that enough. Okay. Got to have 4 client events per year. All right. We answered Paula Swartz's question about, you know, is my brokerage website good enough? The answer is no, you should get a better website. And now I'm not saying in lieu of, it might be in addition to, okay. But you want both. You want to figure out, what's my hub website? What's the one website I want to drive all my stuff to, and have all the other websites that you got? Like, the nice thing is your brokerage website, it's on a different server than your website's going to be on. So when it backlinks, remember Sharif was talking about the backlinks. When it backlinks to your site and you got all these other sites backlinking to that same site that you want to make your hub, guess what? That's the site that starts getting the SEO juice. That needs to be your IDX site. That's your site where you're going to start getting all the traffic. Coach Sharif, anything to add to that?
No, that's perfectly said. You definitely want to pick one site and definitely make that one your site. Ours is SharifSells.com. but we have multiple sites that just go to it, and we advertise that as well as the other ones. But you definitely want to get most of it coming just to one place. So you definitely concentrate it and bring your rankings up.
And while we've got you unmuted, Betty says, is writing a blog really going to improve your SEO?
I mean, I get it all the time when people find us from our blogs, especially if you can go hyper local with your blogs and write about, the businesses in your community, maybe an event that's coming up. I'm still waiting for Austin to write one about the fair at Leavenworth. I mean,
Dude.
it's really what you want to do is get, and people will find you that way. They happen to be searching that and they find you, and you just want to bring people back to your
This
site
next
anyway.
coaching call, let me tell you.
They can
You're
say,
gonna
they
get
say that you
it.
can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. This is why this kid right here, this is why arranged marriages used to be a thing, right? Like this is how this happens. I'm just saying. All right. So that said, coaches Peter and Sharif both, I want to ask you guys because this has been heavy on my mind as I'm starting to grow that Leavenworth Facebook group. By the way, for you're welcome. That said, I want to know because I've been starting to go around, I've been talking to these businesses, and I know somewhere in this million comments that we've got here, the questions that we've got here, somebody was asking about, well, how do I keep that to 30 seconds? Do I go around and I do these interviews with these businesses? Do I need to keep it at 30 seconds? Or can it go a little bit longer? What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I mean, I'll go. It's good to keep it under 30 seconds. You don't have to have a perfect start and ending. Actually, the best performing videos that are caught in between the actual story, where it's not a perfect, start and a perfect ending. Okay, so don't focus too much on that. If you have attracted, like your first 3 seconds really are the most important part of the video altogether. So if you can kind of find the perfect 30 seconds in that video and just post it there, and it has a good message at the end of the day, I think it will do really well.
Good stuff. Sharif, anything to add to that?
I mean, I would just go for as much content as you can. And if it goes long, you can chop it up into smaller stuff. I mean, that's really what it comes down to is just do it. Get the content, just do the videos. Don't worry about how long it is or what you're saying. Just get to it and do it as soon as possible, then start it consistently, Austin.
Right. Dude,
This
I mean,
guy.
hey, Paul, maybe you could work with him on mindset. I don't know, man. I'm not sure if that's the problem or if it's something else.
No,
All right.
don't ask Paul. Paul has the same issue right now. I coach him as well. And Paul, your
Oh.
next coaching call, I see your blame Sharif. You're gonna get it too.
I
I coach
don't
Peter, but
even
Peter's good. Well, I have no problems with Peter right now, but Austin and
want
Paul,
to. If you guys
definitely.
want to see some real fireworks, come to Listing Agent Boot Camp and be there when these guys see each other for the first time there. That's
I'm
in a
bringing
while.
boxing
Oh,
gloves.
this is gonna be great. All right. So Cherie asks, it looks so you're saying I can backlink to my broker website or to my she's with Real. And so can I backlink to my Real website? I can't speak to Real. I don't know if Real allows that or not, but most brokerages would allow that. And on your profile, everywhere you go across the web. Every profile you have, you want that linking back to your main site. That's the key. And what's nice again is they're all on different servers, right? So that's going to help you. Okay. So we've got just, I'm going to just take a couple more questions. I don't know how much time the guys have here. I want to be respectful of their time as well. Let's back up here. Actually,
Add
Jamie
something
asked.
real quick,
Yeah, go
Mike.
ahead, Peter.
I just forgot to add this on my slide too, because it did take me a really long time before my videos are started to take off. So don't get hung up on, hey, my videos are not working or posting is not working. Just do it and believe that it's gonna work and do it enough time. Just because you did it once or twice and it didn't work or you didn't see a lot of engagement, you stop. My first videos were horrible. I sounded very bad and I looked very bad. Like I didn't know what to say, but it started improving over time. So you guys just got to start somewhere and then it will definitely get better if you stay consistent with it.
I wasn't going to say anything, Peter, but now that you mentioned it, you were kind of like the dude in high school with the headgear, the braces and the headgear and the whole nine yards trying to get those videos out. And dude, I kept seeing your videos over and over and over again. You're like one view, two views, no views, no views, three views, right? And now all of a sudden it's like everything you do, like it just takes off, man. Like you're just crushing it now. But that's because he's consistent. which, you know, some other people could learn. All right. So that said, before I forget, we're going to keep going here for a few more minutes, but guys, don't forget, get signed up for that local half day event in your area, wherever you happen to be. And if you're not sure if we have a half day event coming up in your area, go to clubwealth.com/events and then use the promo code webinar so you can get that ticket at no cost. And then for those of you that want to come to Listing Agent Bootcamp, don't forget to go to clubwealth.com/half-off clubwealth.com/half-off and that'll get you the half price ticket. And Chafin, yes, we do have an Arlington, Texas event coming up. I got Arlington, I think San Antonio and Austin are coming up, or maybe it's Houston and Austin. But we've got several events coming up in Texas here in the next 60 days. Would love to see you at one of those. And so that being said, let's keep moving forward. Hold on. What was the other thing I wanted to say? Oh, by the way, some of you guys are kind of thinking to yourselves, gosh, you know what? I'd love to go to Listing Agent Bootcamp. I just can't afford to do it right now. Maybe money's a little tighter than it needs to be. So let me ask you this. If I could take away the financial concern, if I could literally make it, if I could find a place to save you some way more money than it would cost you to go to the event and buy the airfare and the hotel and all that stuff, if I could save you that money and make it so that literally you could go and it essentially wouldn't cost you anything, would you go? And my hunch is you'd all say yes, right? I mean, all these four guys are going, right? I'm going. But here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to do. How many of you have insurance right now? Health insurance. Watch this. We found a way where we can save. Our family saved over $1,200 a month by switching our health insurance. And we got better coverage to boot and a lower deductible to boot. Like we got, it just ended up being amazing. And so here's what I'm going to suggest. If you'd like to know how to do what we did, then I want you to comment insurance in the chat and I will have someone reach out to you about the insurance. Dude, let me just tell you this, guys. Not only did we save a boatload of money, I can tell you that it's also kind of like some of these brokerages, like the EXPs and the Reels and the LPTs and the, what is it, Epic. And there's all these other brokerages out there right now where you can make money by referring people to them. Guess what? In the first 45 days after we signed up this, I signed up 210 more people underneath me. So now not only am I not paying for insurance, I'm literally making way more money than it would ever cost me. And I'm just getting checks every month. I just get checks every month. And it's super easy. And by the way, if all you did was this, if you just made the one change, whether you signed up anybody up under you or not, if all you did was just change your insurance, you're going to save so much freaking money. You could pay for every one of our big events every year. Literally, like, think about this. Guys, I'm trying to provide you the vehicle with which you can afford to do this and have no excuse not to go. Because here's what's going to happen then. We're going to get you out to the event. You're going to meet Paul. You're going to meet Peter. You're going to meet Sri. Heck, you might even meet this kid. He'll still be single, by the way. But you're going to meet these guys at the event. And guess what? They're going to help you make a ton more money in your business, which then you can take that and the money you've saved and you can start investing in some real estate and build passive income so you can finally retire. All right. That being said, coaches, I'm going to give everybody one last shot to say whatever you want to say. So each of our coaches, we're going to go through each one. Paul, you get 30 seconds to give us your best tip before we wrap up. We're going to go Paul, then Peter, then Sharif, then Austin. So Paul, you're first.
Believe in yourself, improve yourself every day, and just be the role model for everyone around you. Honestly, it starts here. It starts with yourself, your heart, your mind, who you are as a person. Work on that first. Everything else will flow from there.
Sounds a lot like lead by example, right? Like, I love that. I'm huge on that. Good for you, Paul. I love that. Thank you for that. Peter, you got to unmute. There you go.
Yeah, I want to say it's very important to track, measure, and stay consistent with everything that you do, real estate related, if it's dieting, if you're trying to build muscle, whatever it is. That's the key to anything, especially in real estate. If you're tracking what you're doing as far as cold calls, appointments, videos, how much is it doing? How many people is it reaching? What can you improve just a little bit? Then this is how you can increase whatever that you're trying to do and get a better outcome overall. So make sure that you're tracking and measuring. And on top of that, staying consistent.
And by the way, in terms of tracking and measuring, Stat Tracker, baby, Clubwell Stat Tracker. It's included with your coaching. And we got a bunch of coaching clients on right now, too. I got to tell you guys, you're crazy if you're not using Stat Tracker. I was having a conversation with Jason Lash recently. Jason said that, and I fought him for 2 years. I fought him to get him to use Stat Tracker. He just pushed back, pushed back, pushed back. Finally, he's like, dude, I'm paying you all this money for coaching. I guess I better start using the tools you're giving me. He finally implements Stat Tracker. And literally in the first 60 days, he made it a requirement for everybody on his team. In the first 60 days of using Stat Tracker, they doubled the number of appointments they were setting per month. Literally immediately began doubling the number of appointments set every month. Guys, you got to use Stat Tracker. Peter,
yeah, Sharif. Inspiration.
Yeah, oh, whoa. Yeah, Sharif. Sorry, just throwing it out there. All right, you're next, Sharif. Go ahead.
I would tell you guys, basically focus on building relationships. That's real estate. Stop focusing so much on the transactions, about the listings, about buyers. Just build relationships. Just talk to people. Remember, Brat, business, you want to build relationships on trust and just develop that. If you do that, the transactions in the business will come.
Love it. So agree with you. Love it. All right, Austin.
Have as many face-to-face interactions as possible and make sure everybody's in your CRM. That there's many ways to go about getting those face-to-face interactions, whether it's talking to FSBOs and setting appointments or doing open houses or your sphere of influence. Get everybody in your database. Keep them in your CRM. And then that way you can utilize your database to a higher level and ultimately get those people to transact by following up with them, et cetera. But you have to stay and get organized first.
Love it. Great stuff. All right, guys, I'm going to give you two more options here real quick. First and foremost, before I forget, if you have not already done so, if you would like information about coaching with us, if you'd like to learn what it's like to have one of these guys as your coach or any one of our 65 plus coaches, all of whom sell more real estate than the people they coach, right? So if you're in tier one, your coach is in tier two. If you're in tier two, your coach is in tier three and so forth. If you'd like more information about coaching with us, type in coaching in the chat and put your cell phone number along with it. And I'll have one of our team members reach out to you and they'll just do a quick call with you and tell you what it's like coaching with us. So just type coaching into the chat with your cell phone number now. And I will have someone reach out and we'll walk you through what that looks like. For our group coaching, by the way, it's normally $97 a month. But if you sign up for group coaching within 30 minutes of the end of this webinar, which we're about to end right now. So within 30 minutes of the end of this webinar, if you sign up for our group coaching, you can go to clubwealth.com/ actually say what you're going to do. You're going to go back to clubwealth.com. On clubwealth.com, bottom right-hand corner, there's a chat bot link. You're going to open up that chat. That's going to put you into our, into a Zoom call with my entire team. And they will get you signed up for that group coaching. We'll let you have it for $77 a month. By the way, those of you that sign up for Black Hat, we include the group coaching with Black Hat. I'm not even kidding you. Like, guys, it's a no-brainer. All right, that being said, get that done right away. And what else am I forgetting?
So it's 11:20 right now, so why don't you just open it up till noon?
So that's what we'll do. We'll give them till noon. All right, fine. You gave him an extra 10 minutes there.
Right. You're welcome. Extra whatever. 10 minutes, guys.
These kids always ask for – you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to ask for a glass of milk. I'm just telling you. All right. So that being said, guys, I want you also to do me a favor. Type in what is the number one thing that you learned today that you're going to implement no matter what. Type it into your chat right now. The number one thing that you got out of today that you will implement no matter what. Why am I asking to type it in? Because doing so will help you remember at a deeper level. It'll also remind some other people on the call what they brought to the value, or you know what value they brought to the call, and the things that they think, you know, other attendees may think, wow, I need to implement that as well. So type in your number one takeaway in the chat right now, guys. All right, Austin, have I forgotten anything? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay, coaches. All right, guys, listen, I'm excited. Cannot wait to see you guys all at Listing Agent Bootcamp. My biggest takeaway, the one thing that I'm going to tell you, at the very, very least, no matter what you do, guys, you need to take something from this and you need to go implement it right now. That's how you're going to get the value out of it. Because I got news for you. Knowledge without implementation is like rowing with one oar in the water. Guys, you just go around in circles and that's no fun. So get that one thing implemented and go out there and have your best week in a long, long time. Make it happen this week, guys. We can do it. Have an awesome day, everybody. We'll see you at Listing Agent Bootcamp. Thank you, coaches. Don't forget, guys, if you have referrals in these areas, send them to these guys. And if you know of a girl, we could use some help marrying this kid off. I'm just telling you. All right, guys. Have an awesome day. Thank you so much, coaches. We'll see you at Listing Agent Bootcamp, guys. Take care. I'm staying on just because I see there's still people here. And so if anybody's got a question for me real quick while we're wrapping up, feel free to ask that question right now. I'll just stay on as you guys are starting to log off. Coach Paul, you're a stud, dude. I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. Have I told you that lately? I mean, I can't believe you lived through that harrowing experience with Austin. You're muted, bro.
Yeah, I you haven't told me lately, but I certainly wouldn't get tired of hearing it. So thank you, Michael.
I love you, man. I mean that. I seriously do. Can I just tell you, next time that kid feels a vibration in the wheel, tell him to pull the freak over.
Dude, I told him from when the moment we took off. The moment we started driving, I was like, that ain't right.
And he kept driving.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we'll figure it out. It'll be all right. Dude, you're lucky.
You have no idea how many times. I was literally waiting for the wheel to come off.
Are you serious?
The second the wheel flew off the car and I said, and there it is. I didn't react. I didn't jump. Literally the second it flew off, and there it is, because
why am I not surprised? Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Sasha, he's using the Chime dialer that's built in, or Lofty. Sorry, it's built into Chime or Lofty. Caroline? Hold on, I'm looking at who just typed that in. Caroline Mackin. Yeah. So they will reach out to you. What I'm going to do is we're going to pull the notes from the call here in just a second. In fact, Caroline, if you're excited and you want to get signed up right now, just go to the clubwealth.com and click on that chat button, lower right hand corner, and we'll have you on a call with Sawyer right away. And so just feel free to do that. I know he's making his outbound calls right now for the next 40 or 37 minutes. And so for that next 37 minutes, you won't be able to reach him. But we'll make sure after 12 o'clock, it's Pacific, they'll reach out, they'll go through and they'll figure out exactly who they need to call and get appointments set with you guys. So thank you for that, Ben. Dude, it still smells like weed. What the freak, man? Who's Ben? Get somebody out there to get rid of the weed smoker, man. If that's next door, we need to reach out to the construction company next door and tell them, look, we're sick of smelling your weed. Don't you hate that, Paul? It's like, if I wanted to smoke weed, I'd smoke weed. I don't smoke weed for a reason. It makes you dumb. Sorry, if you guys smoke weed, I'm just saying, like, I don't do drugs. I don't want to do drugs. I certainly don't want your secondhand drugs. It's just you. We don't smell it here, dude. I'm telling you, man, I'm smelling it in here. Maybe it's right behind.
Some of them might be a little desensitized to it.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe you guys are just used to it over there. Dude, it's bad, Paul. I'm serious. I feel like I'm at a Grateful Dead concert or something. Dude, it's like way bad. All right. I see there's still 48 people on. I don't know if you guys are just waiting for us to say something intelligent or what, because I don't think there's much more intelligence coming out of either one of us right now. But
how about if you're dialing through your CRM, make sure it records as well.
Yes. Listening to those calls is so important.
Huge. That'll be one of the biggest things to help you with your conversion percentage going forward, or your conversion ratio. Listening to your calls, critiquing yourself, having someone else critique you.
Yeah,
the little tweaks can have a major impact on your conversion ratios.
I tell you, man, the first time I listened to my team's calls, I about vomited. I was so nauseous. It was bad. It was terrible. And it's funny, because when you first start listening to your own calls, you're going to be embarrassed yourself, right? Like, yeah, that's the way it is, guys. We all suck at it at first. By the way, Carlin Lowry says she's nervous about going to Hell Week now with Austin's driving habits. I just have a few words for you, Carlin. Be afraid. Be very afraid. That's all I got to say. All
right. If your life insurance policy isn't up to date, get that going.
Now's the time. All right. That's a good excuse for getting into that health insurance too, right? Because you just never know. You're going to have to go in for a broken bone. All right. Sasha says, I have a question regarding refi and commercial loans. Does your daughter and help with those? And can she do California? Yes to both. She does commercial loans. She does California. She does debt service coverage ratio loans. She does full on commercial building loans. She does everything in between. All the vanilla easy stuff everybody does, you know, the mom and pop buying a house, that stuff's easy. She does all that. But the harder stuff is where she really shines, right? The investor loans and the commercial stuff. And Sasha, that is a good question. How do I contact Madison? Well, you'd think I would know that. I just have her programmed in my phone. Hold on a second. Hang on one second.
Somebody grab Madison for me.
All right, I got to get to my calls. Have a good day, everyone.
Sounds good, brother. We'll see you later. Oh, look at that. Austin just put her cell phone number. Thank you, Austin. What a good brother, man. And by the way, his team uses her for all their loans, too. And he just put her number in there. And so come on over here. So we've got some people that want to use you for their loans. Okay. There's someone on Sasha Trung wants to have you help her. And Sasha, why don't you put your cell phone number in the chat here? And what I'll do is I'll have Madison reach out to you there as well. But she's got a commercial loan in California she needs some help with. So Madison will get you taken care of. She's the intelligent part of our family. The rest of us, we just pound the phones really hard. This one actually has a brain and knows what she's doing. And we just do whatever she tells us to do. So yeah, there you go. And Madison here.
My cell phone number, but my office number so you can contact my whole team is 253-352-4622.
I'm writing down Sasha's number 893. What's okay? There we go. 9617. Sasha. Okay, go give her a call. There you go. Or him. I don't know if that's Sasha guy or Sasha. I don't know which Sasha that is. Sasha Trung. There you go. It's Sasha. Go give Sasha a call right now. All right. There you go. She's calling you right now, Sasha. Your phone's about to ring. All right. Anybody else have any questions for me before? Yeah, my pleasure. Absolutely. And thank you for using Madison. Really appreciate that. You know, obviously I like seeing my kids do well, and, she does all of my loans and my stuff's complicated. I mean, you can't imagine my tax returns and all the, like, everything about my world is like, I got so many properties and so much going on with different loans and all the tax return stuff and all this. And she gets it. She understands all that. And I'll tell you what, man, most lenders, they look at my file and they get a headache and they run the other way. They can't do it. But she gets that stuff at a deep level. And that's really hard to find. We got really, 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 really lucky having a daughter that, that really gets this stuff. I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's a definite advantage for our family. So by the way, those of you that are interested, I know we've only got a few people left on here. I should have mentioned this before. If you're interested in investing in real estate and you're maybe in your area, her number is 206-940-0584. Again, I'll give you that one more time, 206-940-0584. Let me just copy this and paste it down here. There's a better number to call her at. There you go. Ben just put it in there. I don't remember what that better number is, but there's the one that goes to all of her team members at the same time. So like when you are teeing up clients, like let's say you want to refer a client to her, you want them to call the number she'll give you because it'll ring all of her team's phones at the same time. So no matter what, you're going to get somebody on the phone with your client immediately. That's really, really important, guys. Anyway, that being said, those of you that want to invest in real estate, let me just tell you about this. Since I got 40 of you on here still, you might find this interesting. We make a boatload of money investing in real estate. That's where I make most of my money. And when I say most, I mean, we make it in a very big way and very conservatively. We're very careful about how we invest in real estate. Everything I buy on the 1% rule. So if I buy it for $500,000, it rents out for $5,000 a month. I have long-term institutional tenants in all my houses. Essentially, what that means is that my tenants are picked out before we even close on the house. Once we close on the house, we do everything. We have these people in there for years and 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 even decades. And so what I would recommend is if you're in an area where you can't get great numbers on rentals, like West Coast, East Coast, it's hard to make the rental properties work very well. It's hard to make them cash flow. But I buy mostly in the Midwest, and I've got great contacts, all the agents I got across the Midwest there that help identify deals for me. And so if you want to just partner with me, maybe you just say, hey, Michael, you know, I got some money. I'd like to put up the money and you go do all the work and we'll split the profits. Perfect. That's what I do. So, and if you're thinking, not, why would I give up half my profit? Well, great. Go do it yourself. I'd rather have you do it yourself anyway. That's awesome. But if what you want is you want me to find the properties, you want me to rehab the properties, you want me to do all the negotiations on them, you want me to find the tenants, you want me to manage the tenants, you want me to do everything soup to nuts, you want me taking that midnight phone call, I say me, my team and I, taking that midnight phone call for the clogged toilet and that sort of thing. Great, we'll do all the work, 100% of the work. All you do is put up the down payment. We do everything else. We split the profits. And I'll tell you, my partners and I make a ton of money doing this. I mean, a lot of money. So love to do that with you. If you're interested in doing that, put invest in the chat. Or I'm sorry, not invest, put partner. Put partner in the chat. Type the word partner in the chat.
And I'll have Tara, my wife, will reach out to you, and she'll tell you when we have our next partner call, and we'll make it happen. We'll get you on a partner call, which is where all our existing partners and some of our newer ones that want to partner with us jump on that call, and we teach you how the process works, and we'll see if there's a good fit there. We're pretty picky about the partners we take on, and the reason for that is because there's only so many deals to go around. Like this week, we've got three deals that we're putting together this week. One of them's already signed around yesterday, and we've got probably two more that'll get signed around this week. But that's it. And I'll probably take down two of those myself, and we'll partner on one of them. And so anyway, if you're interested in partnering with Sun Rentals, go ahead and put that information in there. All right. Anybody else have any questions or anything for me? Anyone at all? I still see we got a bunch of people still on here. I'm just sticking around just because I want to make sure I answer your questions and bring as much value to you as I can while I'm here. So, all right. Well, that being said, guys, I'm not seeing any other questions. So I'm going to wish you guys all a wonderful day, and we'll hopefully see y'all at Listing Agent Bootcamp. Take care, everybody.
87%. Yeah, that's the percentage of all real estate agents that get in the business today that'll be gone in 2 years. Let me tell you something. Why is there so much turnover in real estate? Because it isn't easy. And because most people don't know exactly what they need to do to get to the next level. Now look, regardless of whether you're brand new to the industry or you're a team leader, you've got 40 people on your team and you just want to get to the next level. If you're doing 10 transactions a year, you want to get to 25. You're doing 500 transactions a year, you want to get to 1,000. You're at 1,000, you want to get to 10,000. Let me tell you something. You need the right coach. Why? Because Club Wealth is the only coaching company on the planet that will literally guarantee that you will double your income or make at least an extra $100,000 your first year coaching with us, or we will give you 100% of your investment back. This is for people of all levels. Click the link below, sign up for the appropriate tier level, and let's get you a strategy session today. And I promise you, I 100% guarantee you, promise you, that you will walk away with a heart full of gratitude for the time that we took for you, because you got so much value out of that call. Schedule your strategy session today. I promise you'll be glad you did.
Sign up for a strategy session at clubwealth.com/strategy session.